Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
So excited when I think of all the things you've done for me. Do as you will, you want done with me. Oh yeah, 'cause I'm tired of fighting. Sometimes it gets hard, I cannot do it alone. 'Cause I need you, yeah, on my side. You are the light up high
to worship you.
To worship you.
And I bow down
on my knees.
All praise to you.
All praise
to
you. Up
high
to worship you. I vow to be humble. Yeah, hearken to my sincere supplication. When I'm weak and when I stumble, you are always there to catch me when I fall. You are my rock and salvation. Only one that I can trust, you're my best friend. Whenever I'm in doubt, to you I'll give a shout. With hands held high, I'll be calling on your name. Yeah, I raise, I raise
to worship you.
Bow down,
all
praise to you. Up high
to worship you.
I need you, yeah, I need you, yeah, I need you, oh, I need you, oh, I need you, oh, I need you.
Beautiful song, man. You can play that again at the end if you want. That was beautiful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hello, family. Hello, Yisrael. Hallelujah. Welcome back again to another edition of the Elders Show. We are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite Nation. I am Elder Uriah, and we have Elder Yael. And during our prayers, we always pray. We always state during our prayers that it is a privilege and an honor to come before Yahuwah's people. Hallelujah. So we're just amazed what the Ruach HaKodesh is going to do and going to say during this show. Hallelujah. There's a lot to cover. We do have a title, however, and that title is... Don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let the devil deceive you. And our scripture is found in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 16. We know there's a lot of deception going out today. What do you think propaganda is? Propaganda is just pure, unadulterated deception. Deception is... People say, well, isn't deception and a lie the same thing? Aren't they synonyms? Well, there's a subtle difference. And I would put deception under a lie because it's more dangerous. If somebody could just flat out tell a lie, you have on a red shirt and someone said, oh, well, he was wearing a green shirt. It just flat out lied. But deception... The difference is a deception is someone making a lie appear to be the truth. See, so that's the danger in deception because it looks factual. It looks truthful. It looks like it has a realistic basis. So deception is more damaging sometimes than a bold-faced lie. So, and the devil... And his minions are masters of deception, called ministers of light. You know, they say Satan could appear as a minister of light. They say his ministers. And we're not talking about just his ministers at church. There's plenty of his ministers at church. But his ministers are global. They're all around. They don't have to come in a religious tone. They could come in a secular tone. A lot of these politicians are ministers of Satan. A lot of these celebrities are ministers of Satan. How are they ministers of Satan? They're pushing his line. They're pushing the company line. They're pushing this propaganda. And today is going on like never before. The world is full of propaganda, and it's full of deceit, full of deception. So we're going to read our foundational text today, found in Deuteronomy 11, verse 16. Out of the KJV, it reads as follows. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods or serve other mighty ones and worship them. So it says, take heed to yourself that your heart be not deceived. And we just went over what deception means. How could you be deceived? How could I be deceived? How could we be deceived? When you believe a lie that appears to be true. Okay? You know the old saying, they say, if you tell a lie long enough, it will appear to be true. Well, that's just what's been going on. It's been going on forever. But, boy, in the last year and a half, it has been ramped up. It has been, you know, it has just been on overdrive. The deception is so strong because the devil is taking advantage of his tools, so to speak, that are at his disposal. One of those tools is a very powerful conniving tool. It's called the media. And the media spreading the deception globally. I'm getting out. It has no boundary. It has no country boundaries, no national boundaries. It's global. They flooded the world with deception, and they've amplified it over this last year and a half. So please, do what the scripture says. Take heed to yourself that your heart be not deceived, that your heart do not believe a lie that appears to be truthful. And then you find yourself turning aside and serving other mighty ones and worshiping them. You can worship them unaware. I'm not bound down worshiping. Well, if you give your allegiance to them, I mean, how many people you hear now when you try to talk common sense to them, well, where you come up with that? That's a conspiracy theory. I believe, I've heard people say this. I'm not talking about just the ones on television. I've heard people say, I believe in science. Show me the science. Show me. Okay, so you don't think that's worship? You're looking at that as a god. Okay, you believe in science so much, especially you Israelites. So you believe that you're three-fifths of a human? Oh, I've heard Israelites. I believe in science. So you believe you're three-fifths of a human? So why are you asking me that? Science. Well, that's science. That's your science that you believe in. They never took it out. It's in their most prestigious document called the United States Constitution. We, the descendants of slaves, they say we're three-fifths of a human being. That's your science. Ask the descendants of these Tuskegee men, the one who participated in the demonic Tuskegee experiment. Ask them how much they believe in science. Science didn't treat them too well. In the name of science, they carried on for four decades, deceiving these men and their families and their loved ones, having in the past this filthy syphilis disease from one person to another, give it to their wives or significant others, maybe even family members, having them die a slow, terrible, agonizing death. That's your science at work for you. But we could go on and on in the name of science. So you're serving them. You're serving other gods. Your science has become their fake science have become your god. So you see how easy, that's why this is all about deception. Remember, deception is a lie appearing to be the truth. It's not the truth. So when they say things like this jab, this vax, that they want to shove down everybody's throat, I mean, down everybody's arm, when they say it's perfectly safe, well, that's a deception because they have suppressed the truth from coming forth. You won't see these big medias, these Rothschild medias. But yeah, that's what they are. All of these networks, this demonic media, you won't see them letting the truth come forth about all the terrible adverse side effects that have happened due to this jab, this vax, you know, Bell's palsy, paralysis, organ failure, blood clots, children, just adolescent having myocarditis, other types of heart problems, problems that you wouldn't even think about for a child.
Yeah.
Problems that an older man, maybe in the 70s, 80s, would be, you know, is more common to. A 15, 16-year-old young man having these kind of heart problems and blood clots. And then just plain death, dropping dead. Ask the family of who's the famous boxer, Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
How about Hank Aaron?
Had taken the vaccine. Hank Aaron. Mm-hmm. He was the home run champ. And a lot of these people they paraded around to get them to join the bandwagon to promote the vax.
Mm-hmm.
And no little after they did that, they're dropping dead themselves. And then they hushed the other man who had everybody to pray for Marvin Hagler, Tommy Hearns. That was one of his fiercest competitors in the ring. And Tommy Hearns says that his brother just, you know, recently been vaccinated and he's fighting for his life in intensive care. Pray for him. You know them devils made him take that tweet down? Made him take it down. All of this in the name of misinformation. They own it. That's the devil's airway. Misinformation.
Oh, yeah, they call this vaccine, it's a life-saving thing, they call it now. Straight out lie, right in your face. They do not care. They're gonna lie to you anyhow.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. I was looking at the Yahoo News. Now, me and Elder made it plain that we don't pull for any party. I don't vote in this system. I don't vote for one devil over another. But, look, we have to read between the lines. And when somebody that it appears to try to make a stand and try to go on the right side, look what they do. They ostracize them. This lady, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's been suspended from, I guess, her online platforms. She put something on Twitter. Here they go. They love to twist these words. They say spreading COVID-19 misinformation. So anytime you go against these, you know, the mainstream, you know, what they're pushing, they label it misinformation. After claiming in a tweet that the vaccines were failing. She said, I'm quoting, the FDA should not approve the COVID vaccine. There are too many reports of infection and spread of COVID-19 among vaccinated people. They're telling the truth. Not the truth that CNN is pushing and suppressing, but the truth nonetheless. It says the Georgia Republican wrote in the tweet, which was labeled misleading by the platform. It has since been deleted. It says, these vaccines are failing and do not reduce the spread of the virus, and neither do masks, she added. Vaccine mandates and passports violate individual freedom. So you tell me what part of that is not true. Like I say, she might be a devil herself, but when she's saying it's true, look, if a devil come and tell, if a demon stand before you and tell you 2 + 2 = 4, 1 + 1 = 2. Now, I want you to answer something. Is that a fact or is that error? See, the point is, a devil could tell the truth once in a while. Now, I'm not saying her life backs it up, but these words within those quotation marks, what she's saying is true. She said these vaccines are failing and do not reduce the spread of the virus, and neither do masks. There's been plenty of reports out that says the vaccinated people, the fully vaccinated people, matter of fact, are the ones that are coming up with this so-called Delta variant the most.
That's right.
He said vaccine mandates and passports violate individual freedoms. Is that not true? I'm even asking the vaccinated people. Is that not true? That these vaccine mandates and passports violate individual freedom? Of course they did. But, of course, this demonic system, this Babylonian system, they're hell-bent on crippling society and bringing the economy to its knees so they can do their reset and bring in their slave utopia. We ain't talking about slavery of the antebellum days. We're talking about two classes of people, an elite class or ruling class and a slave class. And that's what they're heading towards. Oh, and by the way, at a much reduced populated Earth, you know, what we have, they say the experts, 7.8 billion, and they're trying to get it down to, according to the Georgia Guidestones, to 500 million. Quick math in my head, that's like 7.5 billion people are expendable, have to go. That's a lot of people. How are you going to get rid of that many people? You sure? Even a war can't eliminate that many people that fast. I mean, you have to think of something ingenious. Well, one thing ingenious, you have to create a boogeyman, and you have to tell people, you got to put it out over the air that the boogeyman is going to get everybody. Nobody's safe. Your grandmother is not safe. Your little baby is not safe. Nobody's safe. And then after everybody has been worked up to a frenzy in fear, you tell them, aha, we've got something to stop the boogeyman. But you all got to take it, and you got to take it real quick. How did you make this thing? Did any research went in it? Don't worry about it. Just take it real quick. It's safe. And the Bible says in the last days, men's hearts will fail them because of fear. You're not going to tell me that the chief motivator for all the people who reached out their arms and took this experimental gene therapy, that they weren't motivated by fear. Fear, and you might get asterisk there, fear and the love of the world. The love of the world. Because they bought into the lie. The people have told them, I know you love society, this wicked society, and you want to get back to it. You want to get back to the bars. You want to get back to the hookups, meeting the girls, meeting the guys. You know, you want to get back into the swing of things. The only way you're going to do this, you got to reach out, take out your arm and get that jab. And the love of this world, the Bible says this world consists of is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. That's what people love. That's why I say he told us to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. He say that only those three things, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Those are things that everybody loves in this world. They want to get back to it. Stuck out their arms. But they were motivated by fear, the fear of death, because they bought into the propaganda lie, and they were motivated by the love of this world. Yes, these people love this society. And, yes, a lot of the Israelites, people look like you and me, Elder, they love this world. That's why, I mean, I'm kind of getting further and further away that kind of looking at this thing along the color spectrum, because just too many of our people love this world just like the Gentiles. So, you know, devils and wicked people come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Scripture say, all who are Israel are not Israel. And that's scripture. But they say all skin folk ain't kin folk. Hallelujah. So, I'm going to bring you up, Elder, but it's time to be bold now and stand your ground against this enemy, this enemy of deceit, and not yield an inch towards his deception, his lying propaganda that the mainstream media is pushing down our throat. See, one more thing, Elder. I talked to a brother the other day. Now, I usually don't try to just come right in on people because I know how they've been brainwashed. I try to use a more subtle approach to, you know, get to the center and then, you know, try to put a fish hook in them, a fish hook of truth. And even if they leave, maybe that, you know, they'll think about it and marinate on it. But, man, those days of being subtle, I don't know. They're pretty much gone because this brother cut right in on me talking about if people don't take this vaccine. I'm talking about Israelite brother. If they don't take some kind of vaccine, they're going to die. No, I said, that's it. The subtlety went out the window. I said, no, those who take the vaccine are going to die. I hate to say it like that. You know, but you just have to meet a fool where he's at. You know, if he's totally sold out to his God, I'm going to be totally sold out to my mighty one. You know, his God is the media, preaching the gospel of propaganda. My mighty one is the creator of heaven and earth. And he told me that first is the man that put his trust in man and make flesh his arm. He taught me that let your Ur's word be true, but every man a lie. We don't just take the devil at his word, faith value. No, the Bible says, test the spirit and see whether they are true, see whether they are of the Most High. People are just listening to this CNN and all this, and they're just eating it up. Oh, because they put Dr. This on here, Dr. X, Dr. Z, Congressman X, Congressman Z, you know. The experts, ministers, Satan's ministers of light, his minister. But when your Ur's ministers minister to you, oh, no, show me the science. The science is right before you. You've ignored all the adverse effects these things have had. And this is not even getting into the long-term effects they're going to have. So, last point, censorship. People wonder why they don't have dissenting voices on these shows no more. You know why? Because censorship has gone global now. This thing is global. The Rothschild media, his arm is in full his media arm is in full control over the airwaves. It's like the old German Gestapo. You know, the German Gestapo was the German political police. Well, we're under a Gestapo. We're under a lockdown of facts and truth when it comes to this so-called pandemic. Don't look for truth and facts under the devil's airways. You're not going to get it. And I feel so sorry for people who don't have your Ur spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh dwelling in them, because the word says his spirit will lead us into all truth. It'll guide us into all truth. Because if you don't have it, you're going to be guided into lie and deception. And that's where too many of our people have gone. They've gone after the way of lies and deception. So I'm pretty much staying on course, Elder, what the title was. Don't let the devil deceive you.
That's right.
And I'm pretty much done with this opening monologue.
Yeah.
I'll let you go ahead and come on up, Elder. And hallelujah.
Yeah.
I know you got a lot to say to
hallelujah.
People.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I was listening to you. The main thing is what we got to remember, don't give up on Yahuwah. Do not turn our backs on the truth, okay? Because, you know, I don't care how things look, what it looks like, how they think they got it all going, because, you know, we know that we are still in Babylon. We're still here. So he's going to put up whatever deception, whatever farce or anything that he can to, first he wants to frighten you, frighten the living heck out of you, and then, you know, then he wants to just take his time and talk about it, like how he's going to do it, what he wants to do, and so forth. Because right here, even in this area that we live in right now, you know, we got so much demonic crap that has come out, even about what things are going on right here, you know. They tell lies, so, and that's why I said they don't, it's like it don't matter what kind of lie they want to tell, they're going to just tell it, you know. It's up, that's how they are, you know. And when I see these things, I have to just kind of back off and say, wait a minute, these people don't care. And I cannot allow myself to get caught up in their stupidity, because they are definitely out to deceive you, okay? But the main thing is, since we stay with Yah's word, continue to listen to him. We don't want to let this lie stuff that is going on out there, because ain't nothing but lies. Everything is saying.
That's right.
News media, no matter what they, how they say it, the way they say it, they're going to be lying to you right now. They want you to believe their lies, you know. And so we just need to continually to, as much as possible, stay focused on the word of Yahuwah. You see? Because I like to read the things, the promises that he has made to Israel, us, okay? We know we don't have to worry about it. We know that his word is true. No matter how they twitch and twist it, they can twist until they twist themselves to hell, for example, because I know it says us here, even in Malachi 3, verse 6, he says, Yahuwah, for I am Yahuwah, and I shall not change. You see, these are his words. They are his words. He said, I shall not change, and you sons of Yaakov, okay, shall not come to an end. See? And so, yeah, these demons out here,
hallelujah,
may want to try to make things seem like, appear to you that you don't have no hope, you know? But it doesn't matter, because these words are said, they are penned by Yahuwah himself. You see? He said, you sons of Jacob, okay, with 12 tribes of Israel, okay, shall not come to an end. So they can twist their head any kind of way, because we see some things that they're planning, even by the CDC, some things that have been published through the CDC, and I want to kind of look at that, you know, too, also, so that we can get an understanding where we're at. As long as we, you know, realize these people have started these things, these are things that they're doing, you know, then we can kind of stay focused here, because otherwise they don't want you to get off focus. They want you to get your mind all twisted and so forth, because that's what they do, is to try to mess you up. So, but we're not going to do that. We're going to continue to focus on what Yahuwah has to say to us in these times right now, okay? Because if we do that, then we don't have to be all twisted up. We don't have to be all, you know, scared of what they say they're going to do, what they're trying to plan that they're going to do, because Yahuwah is in control, okay? It don't matter what they try to say or they're going to do and all of that, or claim they're planning to do and so forth, okay? Because that's why we live. That's why we're so thankful and thank Yahuwah for being there for us, being there with us, you see? Because he tells us even here in, let me look at something in Jeremiah, okay? Jeremiah, and it tells us even in chapter 30, okay? He says in verse 10, and you do not fear, O Jacob, Yaakov, okay? Still talking about us. That's none other than us, okay? And he called us, his servant. We are his servant. And you do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, declares Yahuwah. as long as I can repeat those words to me and repeat those words to the person, people that may be listening to me, because I know a lot of those Gentiles out there, you know, they believe in their country, you know, and they think their country will never lead them wrong and all that stuff. But this is what Yahuwah is telling us. That's why I'm going to listen to him, okay? Nor be discouraged, or, O Israel, for look, I am saving you from afar. That's what he's telling us. He's saving us, okay? And you'll see from the land of their captivity. What land is our captivity? It's this Babylon we are in, this United States, okay? Okay?
Right.
And Jacob shall return and have rest and be at ease with no one to trouble him, okay? So we know whatever they're doing, whatever they think they're doing, that's all I say. You do it because, you know, you can't overpower Yahuwah. Okay? Yahuwah has given us a promise, and we're going to believe him regardless of how you buck and kick, old Satan, old demon, devil, all right? We're going to believe what he has told us, put in our heads, and you can't take it away from us, all right? Because it tells us also in verse 11, he said, for I am with you. See, that's what we got to remember. Yahuwah is with us. That's what he tells us, no matter what. Now, this, you know, I'll just throw this little bit in. It's conditional. You got to be obedient to Yahuwah. You got to listen to him. You can't just go out and call yourself living any kind of way you want to, ignoring his word, what he has told you. You can't do that, okay? You got to be obedient to him, see? Because he tells us, for I am with you, declares Yahuwah, to save you, though I make a complete end of all nations. Now, you see that? He said, I make a complete end of all nations where I have scattered you. Okay? Now, we know he scattered us in many places in this world. Okay? We're the children of Israel. We are the slaves that came over here from Africa 400 years ago or so forth. Okay? So he knows, you know, he still is focused right on him. See us. We can't be hidden from him. Can't no demon throw something up in the sky and camouflage us out of his sight. They can't do it, okay? And it's because they've been trying it all these years anyway with those chemtrails that they've been spreading all over the world, you know, trying to poison the food and everything. But we are still here. Israel is still here, strong, okay? Okay? Though I make a complete end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I do not make a complete end of you. You see, that's what Yahuwah.
Hallelujah.
You see, the one who created us, who actually, the only reason I can breathe on this earth is because of him. You see, and that's what this is what he's telling me today. You see, while Joe Biden sitting there can't talk himself, you know, his head is all frowned up and falsed up with all kind of demonic, whatever that is in his head. See, he cannot even stop nothing when it comes down to Yahuwah taking care of his people, all right? Yeah, he said, but I shall reprove you in judgment and by no means leave you unpunished. Now, see, these are things that we have to understand. We know Yahuwah is our Father, okay? And I know when I was raised, coming up as a child, my father, he was the one that ruled in that house that we live in, okay? And so what he said or whatever he rules he had made for us to go by, we had to go by those, okay? It's just that simple, you know? And of course, I'm glad because now I see and understand what that meant for us, what the discipline that we had to go through during the time that I was growing up as a little child.
Yeah.
So So that's why, I respect what Yahuwah is saying now to us. That's what it's all about. We've got to be obedient to our Father, because we knew back when we were growing up, if we didn't obey, and for instance, if my dad said, each day you got to make sure you got enough wood cut and stacked up, brought in this house so we could have fire and eat the rest of the night every day. That we knew that was our job. We did that. We didn't stop. We didn't, we did that, all right? Because that's how we were raised, to be obedient to him. Because if we didn't, we know we had to face the consequences. And see, that's why. So, that's why I continue to advise us to continue to listen to what Yahuwah is saying to us this day. These words are just as valid as they always have been, okay? All right, yeah. I see somebody here that has their hand up, Elder. And let's see. I guess, let me just take a quick check on this person to see who they are. Okay. So what? Okay. I tell you what, Elder, before I let the individual come on that has got their hands up in the room here, we're going to take a pause and listen to this clip that I think is very important for us, okay? And this clip here is by Steve Peters, okay? His show, and it's CDC publishes Green Zone Concentration Camp Protocol, preparing masses. Imprisonment and so forth. So, if it's okay with you, we're going to pause and listen to a little bit of this, okay? All right, here we go.
To following the money, we're not talking about executive orders and what that really means as far as everybody that's connected to the investment push to get you inoculated and what might happen. What about the executive orders that allow for things like internment camps? Have you heard of these things? What is an internment camp and why are the feds hiring for positions of people that would be guarding or transported to these internment camps? With us now is Deanna Lorraine. She's a Stu Peters Show contributor, which is what has gotten us to this number two position. I give you all the credit for that.
Thank you.
In your book, by the way, Taking Back America, you can find it at DeannaLorraine.com. Internment camp, does that mean concentration camp? What exactly is this?
Well, of course. I mean, they're gonna wrap it in some fine dressing. And they're actually calling it green zone. Everything that they label green is sort of a friendly thing, right? It's innocuous. So green zones is what they're labeling it. AGG, internment camp, or concentration camp. And this is known as the shielding approach. And it's right there on the CDC website. And I really feel like your viewers and all of America need to know about what this shielding approach is. Because, again, it's being built right now, these camps are being built right now in neighborhoods, and they are about to unleash this on us. We know that a lot of people have been talking about how Biden is probably going to issue another lockdown, another nationwide lockdown. A lot of people are predicting August 11th. Now, we don't know if he's going to go through with that or not, but that's the thought of it. The talk of the town is another lockdown. But going along with that is this what they're calling a shielding approach. And what the shielding approach is removing people from their households, from their families, even separating couples who they believe are high risk, right, high risk for COVID, and putting them in these camps. The camps will be built all over different communities all across the nation. Every city will have these camps. And, of course, what do they consider a high-risk individual? Anyone who is elderly and anyone who has any kind of an immunocompromised condition or pre-existing conditions. And then, of course, I would imagine that they would believe that anyone who's not vaccinated is a high-risk individual, right? So, great, they go and rip the person from their home against their will, doesn't matter because it's all for the purpose of health, put them in this internment camp or green zone, if you will, and keep them there for at least 6 months. They're saying the program would be at least 6 months, but there's a caveat in there in this a document that says they have the right to extend it indefinitely until COVID, until the pandemic of COVID disappears.
They're going to hold you for 6 months, which, you know, they're very good at keeping their timeline promises. As you know, we're approaching the end of the 15 days to slow the spread, 15 days to flatten the curve. We're almost there. Just hang on.
Yeah, exactly. But still, it says here, though, don't worry, because there's latrines in here. Don't worry. They have their latrines and their showers in here as well. But each person is given cleaning supplies because the individual is responsible for keeping their own space in this concentration camp clean, by the way. Who knows what happens to you, what kind of punishment, if you don't keep your cleaning space clean. Moving on, it even says in this document that they're going to, and this is, of course, for the purpose of getting COVID to down to zero, which we all know is impossible because it's just the common cold or flu. But they say in this document the kinds of repercussions that this is going to have, never mind them, but it says here, number one, social, cultural, or religious practices. They say, yes, we got a plan for the disruption of social networks. They admit that community celebrations, religious holidays, funerals, and other rites of passages are cornerstones of many societies, which they are, and they say that a strong community engagement, basically propaganda, making sure that people know that this is important, is going to be important for the success of this program, because what's going to happen is they're saying failure to do so can lead to interpersonal and communal violence, because people are going to be missing those community religious services and funerals of family members and community members, and they're admitting right here this can lead to interpersonal and communal violence, of course. Moving on, mental health. It says this, additional stress and worry are going to be common. In addition to the risk of stigmatization and feeling isolated, this shielding approach may have an important psychological impact and may lead to significant emotional distress, exacerbate existing mental conditions, and lead to depression, helplessness, grief, thoughts of suicide among those who are separated.
And this is all written at the CDC website.
It's all written in the CDC website. So in summary, this is happening. They're building this right now, and we are going to stand up against this now. And this is a slippery slope with the vaccine, separating the vaccine from the non-vaccinated, and having the vaccinated be responsible or demonized and pinned as the ones responsible. They're going to be the ones to blame for why we need this shielding approach, because if it weren't for the unvaccinated, we wouldn't have to have a COVID continue. We wouldn't have to have the shielding approach. I mean, how much more reminiscent of the Holocaust do you need to get? There's literal camps being built here, and they have no qualms about separating families and partners, disrupting your culture, everything about
it. You just have to mention the Holocaust. You just activate Right Click Watch. All of these fact checkers are going to get all over you now.
I know.
It says that we're going to be in a Holocaust type experience. Well, what else could you compare it to? When in our history have you ever gone and rounded up healthy people and put them into a camp, separating them from their families, keeping them away from funerals, weddings, celebrations, birthdays, going to school, going to work, all of these other things? That is what happened in the Holocaust. And you wonder, why did this happen? How did these Jews all allow themselves to be killed by the Germans then? Well, it seems to be pretty synonymous with the complacency that's happening here in America right now. Where is the resistance? I just asked the Mama Bears of Iowa, where are Americans? Where is the fight? You see this happening in Australia. Hey, people are resisting in other countries. Why not here?
It's disgusting to me because we're getting so way more complacent than any other country, which is just, it boggles my mind too, and it's really disgusting. And I'm going to add one more thing here that's disturbing. They, you know, going along with this call of the Holocaust extermination agenda, there was a document that National News actually found, and it states, again, this is public knowledge, public information, that the UK government is seeking a contract for what they call excess body storage in a preparation for some sort of a mass extermination event. And this is a procurement of a contract with the Westminster City Council, specifically of the UK, is looking for facilities. They're seeking government contracts to have facilities to store mass bodies. And right here it says for crematoriums and public conveniences. And they are looking, they admit that they're looking for these mass body storages in the event of an excess death situation for the 32 London boroughs and the City of London. This is a contract that they say is supposed to last 4 years. So apparently the government is expecting some sort of a mass event of a mass death situation sometime very soon, and they're speaking government facilities to hold these bodies. So what are we supposed to think, Sue? I mean, are we supposed to think that, yeah, they're planning for these massive deaths? Are they going to be starving us out? Are they going to be shutting off institutions or shutting off gas, food, things like that? Are they going to also be starving people of medical treatment that aren't complying with their agenda or that aren't getting vaccinated?
Our job here is to make people aware. And now you're aware. There's no more conspiracy theory here. This is not tinfoil hat. Our job is to make you aware. And now you become aware. What are you going to do about it? That's the question.
Okay.
What are you going to do about it? Daniel Lorraine, she joins us Monday through Friday here. The Shots Fire on the Sinclair Show. She's a Sinclair Show contributor. We thank her for being here all the time. And by the way, thank you for writing the wonderful book, best-selling author right there. Get her book, Taking Back America. You can find it at DanielLorraine.com. What do you ask your financial advisor in times like this? Well,
Okay. Wow. You see, so these are things that it's very important that we kind of zero in on some of the stuff that we see that they're doing out there because, you could get a clear picture of what Satan is really doing, trying to do behind our backs, hoping that we don't become aware of what's going on. But my thing is, I'm going to continue to at least listen to what I hear these people saying, doing, because somebody's going to have a good answer for a lot of us to act on. Because we can't just sit and just let ourselves float into their hands and just let them have their way of killing us. You see? We got to do something. Yeah, we got to do something. Because I know I have some things that I've been thinking about, at least contemplating in my mind anyway, you see. And so I just want to make sure I got it organized in my head well enough so that the case when stuff. Because, we could be laying up here one day just about ready to get up, and then the next thing you know, some demons are knocking on your door wanting to vaccinate you or want to do something to you,
Absolutely.
So we gotta be ready, you see, because Yahuwah, he tells us better. Blessed are those who die in the Master's name. From now on, let me look at that right quick. You see, because these people ain't planning, they're planning on exterminating us if they can, okay? So Revelation chapter 14, here's the endurance of the set apart ones. Here are those guarding the commands of Yahuwah and the belief of Yahushua, okay? And I heard a voice out of the heavens saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Master from now on. You see? Blessed, okay? Yes, says the Spirit, in order that they rest from their labors and their works follow with them. Okay? So hallelujah. So this is what I'm saying, Satan, he thinks this is his thought he wants to do. He's hoping that he could just do something like this and get nothing else going. Well, and suffer no percussion or anything like that,
Right.
We know that won't go down that well for him, because we know his days are already numbered, and
hallelujah.
So his end is so close until we don't have to worry about him that much. Just keep our eyes focused on Yahuwah. Yahushua, and that way we can keep our trust. Anyway, this confusion and all this stuff that is going on in our world, at least we don't allow it to affect us to the point where we are so afraid that we don't know what to do, we can't even function anymore and so forth, okay? So hallelujah.
That's hallelujah. Right.
You have any comments on that, Elder? Go ahead.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, I do have some comments about that clip. That was a load of information there. This is in line with it. I just want to go back to something real quick that we talked about a week or two ago about the Joe Biden campaign, his door-to-door campaign. Okay, we want to inform our people that that campaign is still on. They are going to implement that door-to-door. And this is important because the Ruach, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, but he definitely put this in my spirit, and I hope some people listen to me. If they come to your home during this door-to-door campaign, do not engage with them. Do not open the door, okay? You don't have to entertain a devil, a messenger of Satan. Stand your ground. Do not make yourself an easy target. An easy target, somebody just happily open the door and start communicating with the devil. No, you don't have to do that. Don't engage the devil. Don't conversate with them. Keep your door shut. And you know what? If you happen to have a dog, preferably a big dog, this will be a good time to let them play and roam in the front yard. Hey, it's your property. It's your property. You have that right. Nobody could tell you, hey, put your dog in. Well, I mean, are they paying your mortgage?
Mm-hmm.
Or, are they paying your rent? Do they pay your utility bills? How could they tell you, put your dog in? We want to talk to you about putting something in your arm. No, you don't have to do that, And for this clip, Elder, that was some demonic stuff. I've heard of this shielding approach. This thing where they could pull a citizen. I guess the illegal alien is going to be sorry that they came over the border to this country. I guess they're in the pool, too. They could pull legal citizen and illegal citizen, pull you out of your home, and transport you to one of these, they call holding facilities, six-month internment facilities. Now, of course, they had an asterisk that they could keep you longer than the 6 months. First of all, they're pulling you out of your home. I mean, this is not a free country no more. This is a slave country then. They're pulling you out of your home where you have a right to be. You're paying the bills there. You're paying the mortgage there. But someone has the right to come in your home and pull you out by force? Oh, no, my goodness. How the mighty country has fallen. Okay, so to pull you out, so-called high-risk individuals, and that's basically it. I mean, she said, older, have this disease. But what she said at the end was right. It's basically anybody who's not vaccinated.
That's anybody who
hasn't taken the poison, who hasn't taken that foundation for the mark, okay? Now, here's the weird thing. This is on the CDC website. They always talk about conspiracy theory. This is on the CDC website, that wicked organization. But you know what? You will never see Rothschild's demonic mainstream news channels. You'll never see this come across there. You would never see it because they know the people would go into a panic and people would start preparing themselves mentally for this, and they don't want that. They know America's sleeping right now. America's sick because they're supposed to have this so-called fighting spirit. All America's trying to do right now is get back to their fleshy ways. They want the bars to open. They want to hook up again. They want to fornicate. They want to, go to the ball games, the concerts. That's all they want. And these devils know that. There's no more fight left in America. So where's your fight at, America? I'm asking America, where's your fight? What happened to your fighting spirit? Right now you're laying down like dogs. All these so-called this or that, we're going to, we have a right to have a well-organized militia. That's supposed to be part of the Constitution, you know, organized against tyranny. Well, right now, you're just laying down and you're just taking tyranny. Right at the backside, you're just taking tyranny. I mean, if you how much further do it have to go? Or do they have to come to your house and drag you out? Like we saw the clip, I believe it was in Argentina. Chased the man, about four armed men, I think was from their military, chased the man on top of his roof. They didn't have the decency to bring him back down to the ground first, right on the roof. They pinned him down right on the roof and stuck the jab right in his arm. Now, that's low life right there. This man paying for this house, but people just go, you know. But when it comes down to it, you don't have no rights, even in your own property. So where's your fight, America? Where's the fight? You know, are we just going to lay down like dogs? Well, you know what, Elder? I've done this a lot. I'm going to do it again. Psalms 91. Oh, the last thing she said, okay. Last thing she was talking about was, I think she said getting the authority or charter to have these, I don't know what word she used, but just something to the effect of these mass grave sites or something. Now, this is been going on because they've been getting ready for this. California and I believe Wisconsin already has bills pending, and I think one of them passed. So this thing is called the alkaline hydrolysis, and you know, layman's term, water cremation. These things are being set up around the country. Water cremation, alkaline hydrolysis. Okay, so that's what's happening now, and they're doing this for a reason because. And these vaccinated people sitting up there, oh, well, it ain't going to happen to me. I'm vaccinated. It's for you because they know in about 6 months to 18 months, you're going to be the main participants. Well, I could say they plan on your corpses being the main participants. What is this? Alkaline hydrolysis is a form of cremation that uses water and chemicals to break down the human body to its bare minimum. What is that bare minimum? Salts, amino acids, and peptides. See? So they don't have enough room for you to bury everybody. You know, but they got to dispose of you some way. So it says, like flame-based cremation, it produces ash. And that's what you broke it down to, ash. That can be taken home. It's not going to be taken home because I read another article saying it's going to be flushed into the sewer. The public sewer system, and it's going to go back through the retreatment process. You know, all the big cities and counties have the retreatment process, the water treatment process. Going to go back there, almost as like a science fiction movie, like the old Soylent Green back in the 1970s, except those were bodies that they made cookies or wafers out of. So it's going to go back into the public sewer water treatment. And you know what that does? That gets recycled and goes back right into your tap water. So you could possibly be drinking Uncle Freddy or Auntie Susie.
That's
right. That's how sick this is. No, this is not even science fiction anymore. You're talking about demonic power. It said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, spiritual weakness in high places. You don't think these things are happening? Look, pull up legalized alkaline hydrolysis and water cremation. Read about it. Read about Senate Bill 228 for the Wisconsin legislature. No, this is real. Everybody want to sleep until it reminds me of a person, let's say, with a bad diet. They eat anything, drink milkshakes every day, cheeseburgers, french fries, because that's what they love. They're going to eat what they love. Let's say they haven't had a doctor's visit in a while, They're eating what they love. Next thing you know, doctors say, you know, your pancreas going out. Your liver, your pancreas, choose your organ, your kidney. They say, well, can you do something about it? They look, do more tests, say, oh, no, it's in too advanced of a stage. Nothing we could do. But you sat there, mm-hmm. and now you're trying to change. Now you're trying to drink more water. Now you're trying to eat more vegetables, you know. Now you're trying to cleanse your system. But it's too little, too late. So you got to get a bad report for you to try to change. And that's what's happening. The American public is asleep. Elder, witchcraft has been done upon the people of this country mm-hmm. and upon the globe. But here's the difference. Yeah. I see other countries fighting. See, they're not going to show you what's happening in France, tearing the mm-hmm. roof down. I mean, they are marching mm-hmm. in the millions. Germany's marching. I even think the UK even have more spirit than this country. This country just sits mm-hmm. down and say, go ahead and have your way with me. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
This country mm-hmm. just lying down like dogs. And all this stuff we're reading and we're presenting, it's right, it's public information. Don't you mm-hmm. bring that crap about conspiracy theory. What you mean is, well, you're telling the truth. You're telling the truth that the CNN don't want to hear. That's what you mean. We don't play that scary little old foolish game about conspiracy theory. We tell what's mm-hmm. going on. We tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be under fantasy land, you keep watching your demonic news networks and believe in everything they say. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, come on, you that's done taking the jab, that's why you took it. You believe the devil. Mm-hmm. That news
that's
network
right.
is the devil. Oh, yeah, this water cremation is just like Soylent Green. If you haven't heard of it, look it up in Google. Matter of fact, rent the movie. You can rent it on Prime. You can rent it. And I tell you, it's eerily similar to what's going on and what's about to go on. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
You better wake up, America, before it's too late. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I was just looking at this here, and I thought this was interesting because we saw what was going on last week, close to the end of last week, and so forth. We saw the battle that was going on between Joe Biden and governor of this state here, of Florida, okay? It just really was a really real battle. And it tells us here, right after this, they had that little speaking to each other on the news and everything and discussions, disagreement or whatever. This came out the next day on the website. It says the Delta variant is ripping through the unvaccinated and crowding hospitals in Florida and Texas. Now, you know what's up? When I read that,
mm-hmm.
here I am here in Florida, and I see what's going on here in Florida, I knew that I was reading one of their deceptive lies, okay?
That's right.
They are master deceivers, but they don't give a dang about what they have to say. They'll say it, you know, and say it as though this is the truth, you know, something that's just genuine, and they lie.
That's right.
Because it goes on to say, it says, a fourth wave of COVID-19 is threatening to overwhelm U.S. hospitals in regions where large swaths of unvaccinated people provide little resistance to the highly contagious Delta variant. Now, see, variant or whatever.
Mm.
See, and a lot of people thought that once they took the COVID, oh, man, who knew that a Delta was going to come along later and just be able to just wipe you right on out anyway. Nothing to stop it, so forth. No, they thought they were safe. Because they had quit using their masks and everything. But all of a sudden,
they had put their trust in man.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And it says here, nowhere is the strain more apparent than Florida. You know, and they got people out there thinking that if you in Florida, well, you better not move. You better not even walk out your door because Delta going to bite you in the butt. You know, got you, you know, looking like as though you're going to get bit any second by Mr. Delta out here, you know, if you're in Florida. But that's the biggest lie. That's another one of their bold-faced deception, bold-faced lies, okay? I don't care who's telling them to lie. They're liars, okay? Let me go on and say, hospitals in Jacksonville, in Orlando, last week crashed through their pandemic peak. And hospitals in Miami, Dade County, are at or approaching record coronavirus hospitalizations. This week, said Mary Mayhew, CEO of Florida Hospital Association. See, they can always find some jackpot up there that will lie, say anything, come out of her or his mouth. They don't care. But he goes on to say here, in the other verse here, Malcolm Denimar, Florida Today, Health First is setting up tents outside the emergency rooms. Now, this is the same lie, you see, just a few months ago that they were talking that they were going up there in New York. Same old lie.
Right.
And we looked on TV, we noticed somebody was filming this lie that they were telling. There was nothing going on. Even the buses was parked. Nobody was dragging anybody into any hospital. You know, they just made up a good lie and just told it. Okay? And say, emergency rooms at Holmes Regional Medical Center and Palm Bay Hospital on Tuesday, the tents will be used to separate people coming to the ER with COVID symptoms from other patients. You see, all this is just a lie, okay? So you can't count on this. This is what I'm talking about. This is what the devil is doing with the demonic that is willing to follow him. It's dictated.
That's right.
And cases continue to surge with 110,477 residents testing positive for the COVID-19 virus. For the week ended July 29th, foreshadowing more people needing hospital care in the week ahead. See, it's just lying, continually lying. It's just another lie, another big lie, knowing their lies. See, they're so bold with their lies now. They're so bold.
Yeah.
You know? And it goes on to say, the Delta variant is ripping through the unvaccinated, Mayhew said. You notice, always got said, unvaccinated. Their goal is to get those of us who have not bowed or took their jab to their poison that they are utilizing to kill people with, okay? Because the ones that are getting sick with this stuff, that are really dying from it, you better believe it. Check them out. They are the ones that have taken the jab. They are the ones that have been vaccinated. The unvaccinated ain't touched by this crap. None of it. He ain't touched. And especially Hebrews anyway, I know that. You know? It may be some Gentiles out there being messed all up. But I tell you, the Hebrew people, they really are safe from this junk. As long as they don't make a mistake and let those Gentiles deceive them into doing what they are doing. You see? Because that's what they want to do. They want to drag you in these vaccinated hallways and so that you can get it too. That way they can blow you up, expose you, make you look very one that is really catching it. See? That's what they want to do. Okay? Further stressing, hospitals are larger than normal volumes of sick people crowded emergency room with non-COVID illnesses. Mayhew said the combination has challenged hospitals' capacity to staff enough nurses, doctors, respirators, therapists, and other clinicians to care for the surge of critically ill patients. Now, see, that's what really blew my mind when I could see that these are like, you know, if I live in another state somewhere like you guys are, you know, just like when you all called us last week or something and mentioned to us, oh, we had a lot of stuff going on in Florida, you know. But when you're not here, they can tell those kind of lies and almost get away with it. You see what I'm saying? Just the kind of lie that they tell.
That's right.
And so with more than 1,000 coronavirus patients at hospitals across its six-county region, Orlando's Advent Health suspended non-emergency operations last week to free up staff and space. More than 90% of COVID patients at Advent Health hospitals are unvaccinated. They just want to blame it on the unvaccinated. And the small number of vaccinated patients with COVID typically have underlying conditions such as cancer or autoimmune disease, the hospital said. See, now this is what I'm saying. This crap, they won't tell the truth at all, because the people that are dying from their poison, because you ain't going to even worry about this COVID thing, really, unless, long as you don't allow them to inject you with their poison. Because, see,
that's right.
Is their poison that they are killing people with. It's not the unvaccinated. It's not those that live a clean life. You know, it's the ones that are subjecting themselves to this poison. And I know that, see? And we know it. And we ain't got to be stupid anymore. We don't have to be. And this is what's getting them pissed off. This is what's making Joe Biden, because somebody said he may have been threatened, his life may have been threatened after so many people stopped taking the vaccine down here, you know, because people didn't take them long to wake up and realize they got some, they doing something to us out here, you see? And they quit taking the crap. And so Joe Biden, his life possibly being threatened, that he got to get some people vaccinated, or else he's going to have to answer to that, you know? But that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so you play with the devil, you get bit by it. It's all just that simple, you see? And that's what done happened to Joe Biden, see? That's why he's looking like a frown face something that is not human in his head anyway. He don't look like a too soon. You see? And so that's why I don't worry about him, because I know he's a liar, a demon, and everything else. Okay? And he goes on to say, I'll read a little bit more of this stuff. He said, none of these patients, though they would get the virus, thought that they would get the virus. But the Delta variant has proven to be so highly contagious that even the young and the healthy, including pregnant patients, are starting to fill up our hospitals. But let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
This Delta virus, the young people, they started vaccinating them. They already started. And I have had the opportunity myself to witness or to see a few of the young people that have been taking the jab, okay? And it almost makes tears come to your eyes, because you know, you especially when you work with young people, kids and so forth, you know when somebody has done something to the kid and messed them up. You know it, because of their behavior. It just, you know, their spirit is gone. They have no more life in them, you know. And it's sucked out. It's just not, it's just crunched out or whatever, because they look pitiful. They look sad. you know, because they are sad because something done happened to them that they didn't expect. They didn't ask for it.
Right.
Their parents decided, we're going to have, I'm going to get my child vaccinated too. I'm vaccinated. I'm going to do this. And that's what we got, a little child that is just messed up, ruined for life, half dead as we speak now. See? Yeah, that's what we're looking at. Children, just walking, little walking dead shit. So when I looked at that and I tried to tell, but see, once they have been vaccinated, and once they have, and their parents been vaccinated too, you know, it's just me as an outsider. It's just something that I just don't see any sense of me even trying to make sense to them anymore, because once they're thinking that sense, you know, it's irreversible. They can't change yet. They are stuck now, you see? And, you know, you look at what the scriptures say about this junk, you see, poison that they are putting in people today. You know that these people, and as far as having no hope, all of that is right there in the child's face now. They look like it. They done given up. They just, you know, no use in them even thinking about any kind of salvation for themselves or anything. Nothing like that is in their life anymore to give them some kind of hope to be happy about, because it's not there. They have taken that away from these kids. That's what they're doing.
Right.
That's Satan for you. You see? And so that kind of stuff, that just really gets you upset. That's why, you know, we have to teach this as much as we can, spread these news to anybody that will listen, and especially if they have not taken the jab yet, okay? Just let them know, because this is a life and death situation, and we have to continue to talk about it, expose these demons, okay? Yeah, and if they try to come at us, then let them come on, you know, because we're going to be talking to Yahuwah, okay? And we know that there is nothing they can do when it comes down to Yahuwah, because he can annihilate them any second, whether it's Satan or anybody else like that. You see? It don't take much. He can just drop them off the scene. So that's why I said we just keep praying for our kids, okay? Because Satan has come after them. He has already come. But you know, scripture says, you know, even Yahuwah himself, I believe he said something about the fact that it is better for you to have a millstone hung around your neck than to and drown it in the sea, or ever to the bottom of the sea, than to offend one of the little ones that belongs that you know believes in me. So it's better for these grown ups. And I'm starting to see too many of them, you know, just done gave up, done gave their kids away to Satan, signed them over to the devil. You see. And so I just have to let it go. I have to just, you know, pray, because somebody out there, you know, will escape this crap. So hallelujah. Let me let you come on back up, Elder. Speak again.
Hallelujah. Elder, I was looking at this while you were speaking. I pulled up this article. It's called Find Direct. .com, and this is not a conspiracy article. This is science. They believe in science. I had to pull up something they believe in. They don't believe in the Most High, so I pull up the science. Now this vaccine, this jab, the ingredients in this jab, it's well known to carry this graphite, this graphene oxide in it. Now you said, well, I looked up the fact checker, and the fact checker, the fact checker is going to tell you that they're going to kill you, right? The fact checker couldn't even tell the truth about the shielding project, the shielding approach, what they're planning on doing, taking people out of their homes,
and bringing them to these facilities. You say, where you get that? That's
mm-hmm.
CDC. That's the CDC, Centers for
mm-hmm.
Disease Control and Prevention. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even tell the truth. They won't even put that on CNN. So you think they're going to
mm-hmm.
tell you that they have graphene oxide in it? Okay, what is graphene oxide? Graphene oxide, labeled GO, is a unique material that can be viewed as a single monomolecular layer of graphite. This is poison to the human body, with various oxygen-containing functionalities such as epoxide, carbonyl, carboxyl and hydroxyl groups. Okay, so how is this thing to the human body?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Still talking about graphene oxide. Enzyme nanoarchitectures. So that's what it's dealing with. Nanoarchitecture. Enzyme nanoarchitectures.
Mm-hmm.
Enzymes armored with graphene. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, just going to read
mm-hmm.
one little small paragraph here. Remember, graphene oxide is GO. Graphene oxide
mm-hmm.
and reduced graphene oxide, or RGO, were demonstrated in the past decade. They've been planning this as
mm-hmm.
biocompatible. Biocompatible, that means it's life, you know. Bio is life. It could go into a living body. Biocompatible carbon-based materials, listen to this, could be
mm-hmm.
efficiently used in bioelectro, you know what electro means, have to do with electricity.
Mm-hmm.
It could be efficiently
mm-hmm.
used in bioelectrochemical systems, or BESS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, specifically for redox enzyme encapsulation in order to improve electron communication between enzymes and electrodes. Electrodes.
Mm.
Electrodes is something like the, you know, they put those little things on your chest when you're getting, testing your heart or something like that, or put them up to people's
mm-hmm.
brains. You see them on the movies that,
mm-hmm.
you know, test your brain waves. See how the neurons are doing. So
mm-hmm.
why are they using something that could be officially used for bioelectrochemical systems and improve the electron communications between enzymes and electrodes? Okay, so what does this have to do with the vax? This
mm-hmm.
graphene is going into you. And what is it going into you for? Oh, they're trying to kill us. Okay. Yeah, we know it's population control going on. But some of you are going
mm-hmm.
to be left here. You know, they didn't want to kill everybody. A lot of killing, though. 500. If you want to get the Earth population down to 500 million, that means you got 7.3 billion people to dispose of. Okay, so you're
mm-hmm.
going to need things like that, water, cremation, everything. But getting back to this, they are going to use 5G. It says improve electron communication between enzymes
mm.
and electrodes. How are they
mm-hmm.
going to be able to interact from a centralized location or centralized place like a supercomputers to deal with the subjects? That means the people,
mm-hmm.
because the people will have this stuff in them, and they will have this electro capability that could communicate with the computers, with the supercomputers, by way of 5G. Okay? 5G technology.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're putting up 5Gs everywhere. I mean, everywhere, on the sides of buildings, up in trees, on light poles,
mm-hmm.
on traffic signal poles, some of them have it on the side
mm-hmm.
of churches, sides of gas stations,
mm-hmm.
everywhere. I even
right.
put it up
back in the day when I didn't know better. And I praise Yah that he got me out of that industry.
Hallelujah.
So this is all tying in. When this when everything goes online and the 5G technology is fully implemented, you see how they're going to be able to communicate with the people, because the people is going to have these electrodes. They're going to be able to communicate and more so to communicate, control, because that's what it's all about, control. So how's it going to be administered and applied? Through this Lucifer ray. Lucifer rays is a bioluminescent. Okay? So it's found in animals like our insects, like, you know, firefly, certain animals deep in the bottom of the sea. You know, these animals that gives off their own light. There's a bioluminescent. How's it going to be applied to the human body? Well, they got this thing already. It's the Band-Aid prick patch. It's just like a Band-Aid that you put on covering a sore, but it has these little spikes. And these spikes are so small, they're like microscopic. You won't even feel them breaking the layer of the skin if you just put on the Band-Aid. You won't even feel it. But what it's doing, those spikes are laced with this luciferase, and we know Lucifer has the light bearer in them. That's why they call it luciferase. That's Lucifer's race. He wants his own race of people. So when they take this patch off, the deal is done. You are sealed, and you have that luciferase in you. So now what can you do? Oh, you're going to do just like a lot of the people of the world want to do. You can go back into the nightclubs and everything, go to the ball games, the concerts. All you got to do is stick out your arm or stick out your hand, and guess what that bioluminescence is going to do? It's going to show up that you are a marked person. You're marked for this society. You can go into the nightclub and get your groove on, get your hookups, you know. Go to the concert. Watch your favorite demonic group, or rock band, or, you know, R&B singer. I don't even know if they have any R&B singers. Rapper. Okay, so you're in the club. You're in the club. You're in the devil's club. You want to go shopping, grocery store, stick your arm out, stick your hand out. They're going to have a detector, detect that light. You're back. You're marked. They probably won't call it back no more. He's marked. He's marked. That's coming to a theater near you. That's coming right down the pike. The technology is here already. They're just trying to get all the subjects lined up and vaccinated. They want to get as many as they can. They're going to lie through their teeth until they get as many as they can. And you're going to start seeing as they get their numbers that they want, or when they realize they've gotten all that they can get, you're going to hear them get more open with their plans. They're not going to be so tight-lipped anymore, because what can you do? You already got it. It's irreversible. So you're going to be walking around with this luciferase, you know, graphene oxide, and you're going to be looking at fact checker, looking at their lies, saying that there is no graphene oxide. Yeah, the same group that says this vaccine is safe, and this vaccine has killed people, is maimed people, is distorted people, Bell's palsy, and all kind of things, organ failure. Young teenagers are getting major heart problems. I mean, it is downright demonic what's going on. And America is still asleep. Elder, this is right here. All they got to do is implement this, and it'll be a kill switch that when they do want to get rid of people, all they have to do is just like you're flicking your light switch off. Hey, the science fiction movie is here, and you're in it. And you people who have gotten the jab, you're the main characters. Now, some of you say, well, what can we do? Can we do? We hear you. We hear the truth. Is there anything we could do? Yes, the Bible says repent and be baptized. Ask Peter. Ask Peter what to do on the day of Pentecost. He said, men and brethren, is there anything we can do? Their hearts pricked them. I've already, you know, took the jab. It says, repent, every one of you. That means you got to turn from your wicked ways and turn to the Most High. And he says, and ye shall be filled with the Ruach HaKodesh. Here's your, the scripture says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, you got to humble yourself first and admit that you made a mistake. Admit that you fell for the okie-doke. Admit that you were deceived. That's what this program's talking about tonight, deception. Don't let the devil deceive you. Well, you did it already. Admit it. Humble yourself. He say, if my people would humble themselves and pray, call out to the Father, cry out to the Father, and seek my face, seek it with all your heart, he say, you'll find me. And here's the main thing, and turn from their wicked ways. You got to turn. You got to turn from being an agent of Satan to an agent of the Most High. You got to ally yourself with the Most High. And you got to disown Satan. You got to denounce him. Denounce him publicly. He said, then I'll hear from heaven. I'll forgive your sins and heal your land. Now, ultimately, your death, your eternal destination, that's in the Most High's hands. That's between you and the Most High. But here's what you can do. You can be an advocate for the Most High. You know, just like you were going around trying to tell everybody to take the vax, you got a testimony. Now you can say, look, I made that mistake. Don't you make it. You do not have to go down the road I went down. I don't know what my fate is. I might have to learn the hard way. I might have to even give my life. But look, right now, I'm on the Most High side. I'm going to tell as many people as possible, do not take this back. Do not go down the road I went down. You see what you're doing? It says Yah will abundantly pardon. That's, you can get into his good graces. Be on the Most High side. You know, because I hear people, our people, they're promoting this vax. Some of them aren't even getting paid for it. They're just doing it for free.
That's right.
If you was on the devil's playground, come over to Yah. Ask him. Just say, I'm at your service. You got a testimony. Look, there's been many drug addicts, ex-prostitutes, and, you know, pimps. Look, some of them have gates. Turned their life around, gave their life to the Most High. And you know what? And they're testifying. They're not lying about, they're not faking and say, I never did nothing wrong. No, they're telling about their past life. But they're telling it in a positive way. It's saying, don't go down this road. This road was bad. I'm fortunate to make it out alive. I gave my life over to the Most High. And right now, I'm telling you, this is not the road to travel down. Turn. Turn to him with all your heart. That's what you can do. You can be an advocate for the truth. You've taken it, but you can be an advocate. Repent. Look, study 2 Chronicles 7:14. Look on that. Meditate on that. And turn to the Lord. Look at the benefits you will have. I'm just going to read you the benefits. And this will take a second, Ed. I'm giving it right back to you. This is one of the great benefits that they can have. And I know everybody during this dark hour would want these benefits. Here's your benefits that you get to enjoy as a member of the kingdom.
of the kingdom bound folks. See, Psalm 91, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say it of Yahuwah, he is my refuge and my fortress. He is my mighty one. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. You know, that snare, that trap.
Mm-hmm.
Snare of the fowler. So you don't get entangled in this delusion anymore, like millions have already gotten entangled. And from the noisome pestilence. Cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth, his word, right? Thy word is truth. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. He'll take that fear out of you. Why? Because he's your protection. He's your protector. See, his truth is our shield and buckler. He said, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction. See, the pestilence walking in dark, you can't see in darkness. This so-called pandemic thing, it's not visible. It's just walking out there in darkness. Nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. You can rest assured. Verse 7 says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. What shall not come nigh thee? This so-called plague. It says, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made Yahuwah, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. He lives within us. The Most High do not dwell in buildings made with man's hands. Our body is his habitation. Our body is his tabernacle. It says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague, right, come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his Malachim charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands. Hallelujah. That's the protection you have. So you who mistakenly were deceived, turn to the Most High right now with all your heart. Don't keep going on the devil's side. You say, well, my pastor even told me. Your pastor is just another devil. If he told you that lie, that deception, he's just another devil. He happened to be in the pulpit, you know, instead of being in Congress and, you know, politics and everything like any other devil, he just happened to be in the pulpit. There's devils all over the place. You don't depend on a man. Depend on the Most High. Repent. And you should even leave that place, leave that church, that demonic place. Seek the Most High. Now, this talking about misinformation, that's where you're getting a lot of misinformation from. And they're going to get their reward in the lake of fire, leading people to their destruction. So repent. I know a lot of you are listening to us, and you might say, I've already done it. Repent. Your repent is between you and the Most High.
Yeah.
Do the right thing.
Right.
Become an advocate. Become a voice for him. See, you can speak in a way that we can't because we didn't stick our arms out. Yes, we can speak powerfully about it, but you experienced it. And you could tell people, don't do it. I've done it. Don't do it. Don't go down the road I went. Just like a former drug addict saying, don't go down the road I went. You can do the same thing. And you could have great effect. And we're serving a mighty, merciful Most High.
All right. I was just listening to what you were saying, too, because when you look at the scripture, even Revelation, and this is the last book of the Bible here, Revelation 16, and let's go down to the 7th verse over here. And it just tells us, I think it's fair speaking volume here. He says, and I heard another out of the slaughter place saying, yes, Yahuwah, Yod Shaddai, true and righteous are your judgments. Okay? And then it goes on to say here, and the fourth messenger poured out his bowl on the sun, and it was given to him to burn men with fire, okay? And men were burned with great heat, okay? And they, and this is what I want to look at a little closer here, and they blasphemed the name of Yahuwah, who possesses authority over these plagues. You see that? And the problem here is, and they did not repent to give him esteem. You see? That was the mistake. They did not repent to give him esteem.
Right.
And it goes on to say, and the fifth messenger poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast. Okay? The throne. And I believe that throne of the beast is right here in the United States. But anyway, and his reign because darkened, and they gnawed their tongue from pain. See, this is what would happen if you are not willing to repent, you see, because these plagues are coming. You have that, who got that mark. You're going to get it. It's coming. This is what it tells me. And it goes on to say, and they blasphemed the mighty one of the heaven for their pain and their sores, and did not, listen at that, or did not repent of their works. See? So repentance look like that's going to play an important role. So when you hear us, you know, telling you to repent, giving you this word here, from the word here, Yah's word, you know, admonishing you to repent of your sin, the things that you have done that has been offensive to Yah's commandments and his word. He goes on to say, and the sixth messenger threw out his bowl on the great river, Euphrates, and its water was dried up in order to prepare the way of the sovereigns from the east, okay? But again, the main thing here, what we're trying to show you, that word repentance, repent, okay, for what you have done. You just, you know, because a lot of us, we have sinned ourselves, although we had the ultimate route by taking that mark. No, we haven't done that yet. But we still got some repentance to do for our sin, okay? It tells us no man, I don't know no man that have not sinned, you see? So we got to repent.
Right.
We come into Yahuwah with truth, with righteousness. Because it tells us, I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet three unclean spirits as frogs. You see? He saw this coming out. Then he says, for they are the spirits of demons doing signs which go out to the sovereigns of the entire world to gather them to the battle of the great day of Yahuwah, the Almighty. So I'm telling you, it's very important that we start to understand where we're at and recognize what is going on, what is taking place here between us, you see, and we got to, you know, we got to take serious this word, Yah's word. We got to. We can't ignore it anymore because it's too late. The mark is here. It's right here, and then he, and that demon, he's sticking everybody he can. You know, everybody, if you don't know Yahuwah, and you just lost totally away from him, that's it. He's going to get you. He's coming after you. Okay? The people like Joe Biden and all of those Bilderberg people and all of those people, they coming at you. They coming. Okay? See, I am coming
right,
as a thief.
Right.
Blessed is he who is staying awake and guarding his garments, lest he walk naked and they see him, his shame. You see, that's what I'm saying. You got to wake up. You got to be awake. and they gathered them together to the place called, in Hebrew, Har-Megiddah. Okay? These are things that are coming upon this earth. We got to be prepared. We got to be ready. If we're not, we're going to be sucked in, stifled right on down the drain with Satan and all of those that he's going to cause to go with him. All right? And the seventh messenger pulled out his bow into the air, and a loud voice came out of the dwelling place of the heavens from the throne, saying, it is done. You see? So when you hear that word, it is done, I tell you, hopefully you're on the right side of the fence. Hopefully you have made it right with Yahuwah, okay? And there came to be noises and thunders and lightning, and there came to be a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not came to be since men were on the earth. See, and that's going to be an earthquake there. Well, I tell you, somebody's going to sink us, or drown. You're probably going to wind up sinking if you're not careful, okay? And the great city became divided into three parts, and the city of the nations fell. And great Babel was remembered before the Yahuwah to give her the cup of the wine of her, of the fierceness of his wrath. There it is. See, great Babylon, right here. Right here, this United Snakes. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. So we got to get it right. We got to do some repentance to Yahuwah as soon as we can, right now, if it's possible. Just going on.
That's right.
Even after the program is over, you know, you go ahead and get on your knees and plead to Yahuwah that he would give you for your
sins.
Okay? Because, you know, his mercy is still here at this moment for us. And we need to take the advantage of it. That's all I can say. You need to. Because it says, and great hail from the heaven fell upon men, every hailstone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed, there we go again, Yahuwah, for the plague of the hail, because that plague was exceedingly great. That's what I'm saying. You know, you could either decide which way you want to go. You want to, you know, go through this kind of punishment here that is coming upon the earth, because Yahuwah is not hiding nothing. He's not, you know, keeping you unaware of what's going on. He's telling you straight up, and it's up to us to decide, because if we just make the right choice, we will be happy. We will be thankful. But if we make the wrong choice, by our wickedness and pride and all that stuff, you can throw it. You can forget it, okay? Because it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. So hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Okay. So,
Elder,
so,
I have one scripture I would like to leave the people with. Hallelujah. Because I praise the Most High for leading us in this direction towards repentance, because I know out of some of our listeners and even those who are not listening at this moment, a lot of people have had regret about taking this jab. Some, they've even interviewed many who have taken the first one, supposed to take two, and they said they're not taking that second one, you know. And then there's some who've taken both and they regret taking it at all. So they're not going to put those people on TV. See, you, man, the people are so deceived. This witchcraft is so strong. But they're going to put people on the air, the so-called in their hospital bed, so-called sick, and who didn't get vaccinated, they're going to put the mic in their mouth, and they're going to say, you know what, I was against the vaccine, but I almost died, and that was the worst decision I made. I recommend everybody get the vaccine. They're gonna put those sold out ones. You know, tell them how much money that person gets. Oh, they're doing that, but they're not gonna put the thousands, maybe even millions of people who have remorse, buyer's remorse. You know, that just can't stand themselves for making that decision. You know, just like we make, like you were saying, in our life, all of us have made mistakes. You know, there's some decisions mm-hmm. that we feel really bad about. And thankful mm-hmm. that we were cleansed with the blood of the Lamb, but all of us have made bad decisions. And there's some people that are really feeling remorse over this. But they'll never, you'll never hear them in light of day on CNN and Fox and all these demonic Rothschilds network. You'll never hear them. They will never mm-hmm. get that testimony out. But here's what I want them mm-hmm. to know. There's hope for you. Listen to Isaiah 55 and 7. It says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the uh-huh. unrighteous man, you know, the person who may have made a mistake, the unrighteous man uh-huh. or woman, their thoughts. So let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous forsake their thoughts, and let him return unto the Most High.
That's
and
right.
He will have mercy upon him and to mm-hmm. Yahuwah, for he will abundantly pardon. You know what pardon is. You know, the president, a lot of times when he's leaving mm-hmm. office, he did his last term. What do he do? He usually, one of the last things he do, he pardons prisoners. It could be political mm-hmm. prisoners, whatever. He'll give them a pardon, and that means they don't have to serve that time no more. They're free to go. Yes. Open the prison door.
Yep.
So if a wicked president can pardon a criminal, what do you think the Most High, who's full of compassion, they say his mercies are new mm-hmm. every morning. He will
That's right.
abundantly pardon you. But when he pardons
right.
you, you got to live for him. You can't take him
That's
as
right.
a sucker, as a fool. No, you got to come clean. If you want his pardon, you got to be willing to give your life for him, to live your
That's
life
right.
for him. Because he can use you right where you at, whether you got the vaccine you or not, he can use you. He can.
Uh-huh.
He wants that testimony. And your testimony can prevent others from going that direction. So,
you know,
the rich man might look hard. Oh, just real quick. There was the rich man story. The disciples told you, "Ooh, who could be saved if you say it's so hard for a rich man to be saved?" Yahushua says, you know, with man it may be impossible, but not with Yah. With Yah, all things are possible. So there is forgiveness
right.
for you. But it's up
Hallelujah.
To you to take advantage of it and be willing to change your
That's
life. Right. Come on up, Elder.
I got one lady here.
Yeah.
Somebody here is waiting to see if they can't get in. And I'm going to see if I can't get them in real quick before we go. Let me just go ahead and bring them on up, okay? All right, 707, I'm coming at you to let you come on the air if you want to. Come on. All right,
hey.
707, go ahead.
Hey, this is
all right.
My name is formerly Jim. My new spiritual name is Brother Malachi. I'm the nephew of Elder
Hallelujah.
Elder Eliah.
That's my brother, my nephew.
Hallelujah. And, you know, I always look forward to every Tuesday, every time I get a chance to listen in, and I enjoy the content, and
uh-huh.
you know, it's so enlightening, and it just keeps. It keeps you refreshed because it lets you know that, you know, what is walking on this spiritual journey that we're walking on, that it just keeps
mm-hmm.
me in line that I'm on the right path, you know. And so I just, you know, I agree with everything that's been said tonight, and, you know, and
yeah.
So give much praise to the Most High Yahuwah and our Savior,
mm-hmm.
Yahushua. And, you know, I just want to say shalom to you, brothers, and I enjoy the message again this evening.
All right.
Hallelujah. We're going to have to let him on a little earlier next time. He has a great story to tell that's very edifying. Hallelujah. He's been
Hallelujah.
Following this demonic propaganda for quite
mm-hmm.
a while now. Me and him talk a lot, need to talk more. Hallelujah. But, Jim, we're happy you came on, brother. The millions of people around the world heard you. Hallelujah. Come on back up and bless us again.
Praise to the Most High. Praise to the Most High.
All right.
Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Well, okay, then. Well, folks, we're going to go ahead and Caller, we're going to go ahead and close out now. We see our time is gone. And let me just get you right here. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and close on out, and we will see you guys the next week. We'll be back, all right? And we're going to go ahead and close it out with a set-apart musical tune. Look to ya. All right.
Shalom, family.
Go. Shalom, shalom, family.
You're not getting any younger. Feel like life is full of you, wonder. You said things to your mother you regret today. Can't get it off your mind. Sometimes you just break down crying. Don't care where, when, or why. You just feel that way. Life is getting colder and colder. Feel like the world's on your shoulder. You don't know where you're gonna rest your head today. Making it big, didn't go quite as planned. Built my house with sinking sand, and it all was washed away. Where do I go from here? Understanding is not quite clear. I just need to hear a word of hope today.
You can search this whole wide world. Was right there all the time. You can't run nowhere, there's nowhere you can hide. When you humble down, hear it through your mind.
We can build you up again.
We
can cleanse your life.
Hallelujah. Beautiful. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom,
hallelujah.
Family. Be blessed. Be safe.
All right.
Good night.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.